Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2098, recorded on Thursday the 6th of February 2020. I'm Trevor Wood, and I'm joined by...
Sophie Yeomans.
We have our usual mix of items. We have news from the Norwich Evening News, and letters to the paper and two features. The feature in this part is from the Weird Norfolk series, and tells of a skeleton that glows in the dark. We also have our usual information desk slot, which gives us the latest news on local events. In addition to this Chatterbox recording, you will find in your wallet this month's edition of the Norfolk Magazine. This week, we welcome new listener, Mrs. Irene Holland from Norwich. Hello. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox.
We start this section with news of forthcoming events, which include a series of art workshops for the visually impaired and the unveiling of the Go-Go T-Rexes. We also hear about the launching of a new theatre booking website, bringing together three Norwich theatres under the brand name Norwich Theatre. A pioneering art project aimed at challenging perceptions of how visually impaired people see has been launched by a Norfolk sight loss charity. Vision Norwich, which was formerly the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, has called the new series of workshops Sightlines. Sightlines will see a series of art workshops for visually impaired people, culminating in a week-long exhibition of work in Norwich's Castle Quarter at the end of March. Visually impaired people are being invited to take part in a programme of workshops over the next 2 months, ranging from painting and portraiture, photography, creative writing, sculpture, print and experimental performance. Vision Norfolk has appointed Amy Fellows as an artist in residence to lead the project, which aims to challenge perceptions and re-educate audiences on what sight loss means. Clive Evans of Vision Norfolk said, "Few sighted people really understand how the visually impaired perceive the world, and this project is aimed at challenging preconceived ideas. It may seem counterintuitive to use visual art to demonstrate this, but when you have seen the quality and breadth of art that visually impaired people can produce, it can take your breath away. We are very excited to have artist Amy Fellows as our artist in residence. Work produced by the visually impaired artists will be displayed at an exhibition from Tuesday, March the 24th, to Saturday, March the 28th, on the upper floor of the Castle Quarter in Norwich."
After much anticipation, the latest sculpture trails supporting charity Break will come into the city in the summer, with 20 brightly coloured dinosaurs set to be spread across Norwich. Following on from elephants, gorillas, dragons and hares, the Go-Go Discover T-Rexes will provide the latest summer sculpture trail in 2020, before returning with friends in 2021. The 20 Tyrannosaurs will each be individually designed by local artists and sponsored by a number of different businesses before eventually being auctioned off to raise funds for charity. Martin Green, Break's project manager for the trail, said, "From our point of view, 2020 will very much be Norwich's Year of the Dinosaur, with Dippy coming to the Cathedral and Lego at the Forum, so we thought T-Rexes would be a perfect companion for them. At 1.8 metres tall, the dinosaurs would strike an imposing presence across the city, arriving on July the 11th before going into hibernation on October the 31st. They will then return in 2021 as part of a countrywide trail, also supporting Break.
Oktoberfest Norwich is coming to Chapelfield Gardens for one day only on Saturday, October the 3rd, and was previously held at Eaton Park in 2018 and Carrow Road in 2017. The Bavarian-style festival, not to be confused with the Open Norwich event of the same name, will take place in a big tent, and there will be a large selection of beer served in steins alongside traditional German food such as pretzels and bratwurst. Live umpah bands will also be performing and fancy dresses encouraged, so make sure to wear your finest lederhosen and be prepared for a party. The event will run over two sessions, with an afternoon from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. and evening from 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. and they are also hosting a 90s party at the end of the night. The Oktoberfest tradition started in 1810 in Munich, Germany, to celebrate the marriage of Bavarian Crown Prince Ludwig to the Saxony Hildburghausen Princess Therese. Since then, the popular event has spread across the world and sees thousands of people enjoy German beer and food every autumn. Tickets for over 18s only start at £10 for afternoon sessions and £15 for evening. And you can purchase them at eventbrite.co.uk.
The new year has brought a brand new identity to three of Norwich's theatres, which can now all be booked through one website and booking system. Norwich Theatre Royal, Norwich Playhouse and Stage 2 have been part of the same group for many years, but this has now been formalised under the joint name Norwich Theatre. While they will still keep their individual venue names too, their new umbrella identity and logo aims to make the booking process easier and to create a clear and coherent voice for the brand. After the Theatre Royal website was taken offline last week, the curtains went up on the new joint one, and on norwichtheatre.org, customers can now see what is happening and book across three stages. Users will also be able to book a meal at the Theatre Royal restaurant Prelude Online, which opened in April 2019, and donate to community projects. This coincides with a new box office system, which will make the process quick and easy when booking in person, by telephone and online. Some of the main features include the option to buy multiple shows in one transaction, the chance to pre-order interval drinks or book meal deals, together with your ticket and options to help those with access issues.